This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden did not comment on reports that the United States on Sunday carried out another round of airstrikes against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, this time in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. In the statement, the U.S. military said it targeted operational and weapons storage facilities at two locations in Syria and one location in Iraq. It did not disclose whether it's believed anyone was killed or injured. The strikes came at the direction of U.S. President Joe Biden, the second time he has ordered retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militia since taking office 5 months ago. Biden last ordered limited strikes against a target in Syria in February. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid have been meeting in Rome as their governments look to turn a page on their relationship. New leaders in both the United States and Israel are seeking to reset ties that had varied between frosty and warm over the past 8 years during the presidencies of Barack Obama and Donald Trump. While former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in power, now with Trump and Netanyahu out, Joe Biden and the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett will try to restore some type of balance. Lapid told Blinken that Israel's new government wants to rebuild ties with Democrats who control Congress. That could help Israel, which opposes an expanded Iran nuclear deal, engage in those talks. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the country will tighten COVID-19 restrictions for 14 days as current containment measures are insufficient to cope with the speed and scale of new infections. The country, the worst hit on the African continent in terms of recorded cases and deaths, is in the grips of a third wave of infections. It recorded almost 18,000 new cases on Saturday alone, approaching the peak of daily infections seen in a second wave that occurred in January. Plus, local scientists say the Delta coronavirus variant seems to be spreading fast, not just there, but throughout the world. Under the measures announced, all gatherings will be prohibited. There will be curfews from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., and the sale of alcohol will be banned altogether. Schools will start closing from Wednesday, while restaurants will only be able to sell food for takeaway or delivery. Families of the missing have visited the scene of the Florida condo building collapse, where at least 9 have been confirmed dead. The visit on Sunday took place as rescuers kept digging through the mound of rubble and clinging to hope that someone could still be alive somewhere under the broken concrete and twisted metal. The death toll rose by 4 people to the total of 9 confirmed dead, but after almost 4 days of search and rescue efforts, more than 150 people remain missing in Surfside. No one has been pulled alive from the pile since Thursday, hours after the collapse occurred. Sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military have been reportedly found at a bus stop in England. The BBC reported Sunday that the papers included plans for possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. They also included a discussion about the potential Russian reaction to the British warship HMS Defender's travel through waters off the Crimea coast last week. Broadcaster said a member of the public who wanted to remain unnamed contacted it when they found the documents Tuesday in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in southeast London. The Ministry of Defense has said that an employee had reported the loss of the documents last week, and an investigation has been launched since. Recapping one of our top stories, U.S. President Joe Biden not commenting about the carrying out of another airstrike against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, this time in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.